The exhibition that opened the 2007-2008 SOFA Gallery season introduced the variable of time into the normal equation of the art exhibition. Many of the pieces in that show, Time Lapse, were intended to change visually over the month-long showing. This season's inaugural exhibition, Hub, a collaboration of art and space, did a similar thing with the other significant dimension, space. It literally deconstructed the notion of the art gallery as a fixed location in which art is displayed. It accomplished this feat with the help of an ingenious device, the so-called Hub docking module. Contributing artist and Hub designer Derek Parker explained.
Essentially, the docking module itself is just a six-sided platform with a span on each side that allows for a truck or a shipping container to literally back up or dock to it, and in essence, stop being a truck and start being a space.
Before the Hub device came into play, the show had its first incarnation in the traditional exhibition space of the SOFA Gallery. Having been installed there for the month of September, the show was then transported to the Hub docking module, which was set up on the lawn of the McCullough Studio Building for 4 days. Artist and SOFA Gallery Associate Director Rob Off explained the desired effect of the transitional space.
A viewer, I think, is forced to be a little bit more aware when they enter the situation. It's not going to be the same layout. It kind of brings, I think, a person down to a more, like a beginning point for their art viewing, instead of being able to walk into an environment with a handful of anticipation or expectation already there. It's going to be ideally a fresh experience every time. I think that's something that good art does on its own. I think it's a little bit harder with an architectural space. We're surrounded by them so often that you become used to the layout and the setup and the design, and in a sense it dulls you a little bit.
The theme of physical transience embodied in the Hub concept also emerges in the individual pieces in the show, which engage the idea of impermanence. Lorinda Meinberg's two-dimensional sculpture, Urban Growth, is a meditation on human settlement in a metropolitan area.
My work was inspired conceptually by the truck. The truck deals with people moving outside the city, usually contributing to urban sprawl. And
the background is my interpretation of a map based on Northern Virginia, D.C. area, where I used to live, and my observations of how towns were starting to grow out from Washington, D.C. into the Virginia countryside, and how they were popping up at intersections of major roads and spreading out. So I have these fungus growths that are growing on top of this map.
Is it actually fungus, or is it? How did you make those?
They're made out of phone books. I decided to use the phone book because it represents the population.
Jonathan Dankenbring's work also reflects on the nature of contemporary lifestyle by examining the meta-language of the objects that we choose to fill our home space.
I'm interested in how design is changing and how aesthetics have really infiltrated our lives in a really sort of meaningful way.
We're looking at two cubes that have one diagonal cut taken out of one of the corners, and then the top surface is this really appealing color of blue that's lake-like or sky-like. It's kind of ethereal.
I'm interested in how those surfaces and that form language has sort of taken place of a lot of other sort of needs or wants within culture. These sort of like slick interactive faces that, say, an iPod Touch has. For me, I equate that with this sort of like almost moment of faith that there's something behind this blankness.
Although their pieces have been removed and the Hub dismantled for the time being, Hub's charter artists envision a future for their steel prototype on 30 wheels. Derek Parker.
When I designed the initial one, and we went through several different designs, the importance was on the fact that it be able to be taken apart and moved relatively easily. I mean, it would have been infinitely easier to build this on site out of say wood, something a little less expensive, a little easier to work with, but it would have been a single serving Hub, and we wanted it to have a life outside of that.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Yael Cassander.